This is Fresh Air. Captain Beefheart is one of rock's great eccentrics. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward delves into the life and times of Captain Beefheart.
I want to find me a woman to hold my big toe until I have to go. I want to find me a blue swim plastic ocarina about 5 miles long. Play with them sweet potatoes all night long.
There are some people who say that today's music has just gotten too weird, too far from its roots, too out of touch with its audience to be considered truly popular. These are usually the people who are trying to justify not having listened to anything new since Jim Morrison died, but that's another story. The point I'm trying to make is that ever since the 60s, rock and roll has had a place for experimenters. And although, like in any avant-garde, a lot of it's junk, occasionally there are geniuses whose influence can be felt even when their records barely sell. That's the case with Don Van Vliet, better known to history as Captain Beefheart. Without his weird vocals and bizarre approach to rhythm, a lot of today's scene, from Tom Waits to heavy metal, would sound a lot different. Don Van Vliet was a child art prodigy who was discovered at the age of 4 by a prominent sculptor. For the next 9 years, his fanciful sculpted animals appeared on an L.A. TV art show, and when he was 13, he was offered a full scholarship to study art in Europe. His parents, equating art school with homosexuality, immediately moved to Lancaster in the middle of the Mojave Desert, where young Don met a kid named Frank Zappa and turned to the more manly art of rock and roll. Throughout the late 50s and early 60s, Frank and Don played in bands, but in 1963 they went their separate ways, and Don moved back to Lancaster to start the Magic Band. He cut Diddy Wah Diddy while under contract to A&M Records, who let him go because they thought he was too weird for 1964. Too weird? With Don's young guitar discovery, Rylan P. Cooter, playing great blues? But he stuck with it, and in 1967 unleashed Safe as Milk, an album that truly struck terror into the hearts of those who heard it. Songs like Zigzag Wanderer sound pretty tame today, and in fact, Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band were pretty hot on the Fillmore Ballroom circuit. But again, nobody could figure it out. After getting burned by a couple of record labels and feeling burned out, Don moved back to the desert to paint. But one day in 1969, the phone rang, and Frank Zappa, now a star with his own record label to play with, asked Don if he'd like to record again. He must have. He wrote 28 songs in 8.5 hours and found a new band to work with. He taught them the songs note by note and, in fact, preferred people with no musical experience. You may think, it sure sounds that way, but there's definitely an intelligence at work on the masterpiece that followed, a double album called Trout Mask Replica.
A squid eating dough in a polyethylene bag is fast and bulbous. Got me?
The music was still blues, but blues that had fallen apart and been put together again by somebody clumsy, or an artist. The titles were poetry all by themselves. Pachuco Cadaver, which we just heard, When Big Jones Sets Up, Hobo Changba, Neon Meat Dream of an Octafish. He recorded the vocal to The Blimp over the phone because he was scared of what it might do to the trees at Zappa's studio.
You ready?
Langdon Winter, one of Rolling Stone's most erudite critics, pronounced it a masterpiece, and it sold respectably enough to give birth to a sequel, Lick My Decals Off, Baby.
Rather than I want to hold your hand, I want to swallow your whole.
Zappa's record company dissolved in a flurry of lawsuits, but Beefheart had gotten his message out. He continued to make records, and once, when his record company told him he was too uncommercial, he recorded this.
I got too much time. Too much time. I got too much time to be without love. Too much time. I got too much time. Too much time to be without love.
But mostly his stuff isn't such easy listening. His most recent album, Ice Cream for Crow, was recorded in 1982, and he's back in the desert now, painting more of his wonderful canvases. I think that, along with many people, I can say that Captain Beefheart changed the way I listen to things, and if his work isn't for everyone, it's essential to understanding why today's music sounds like it does.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle. This is Fresh Air.